It's Mother's Day next weekend, so I really wanted to focus on the mom hat we wear this week. It is the most favorite hat that I wear. Sorry, Russ, I love being a wife too, but there's something extra special about being a mom and the connection we have with our babies. And while it's the most favorite hat that I wear, it has also proven to be the hardest. There is so much second guessing and wondering if you're doing a good job, and the comparison is the worst. Seeing other moms, especially on social media, looking like they are just perfect. Which brings us to today's quote. There is no way to be a perfect mother, but a million ways to be a good one, by Jill Churchill. Welcome to Mom Wife Career Life's weekly empowering episode of Monday's Motivational Mindset. And you know what that means. It's time to kickstart your week with a boost of inspiration, positivity, and a whole lot of motivation. Working moms, I get it. Mondays can be tough. We all know that. But they're also a chance for a fresh start, a new opportunity, and the perfect day to set the tone for a successful week ahead. I'm Carrie Pat, your host and fellow working mom. Every week, I'll be sharing a motivational quote and we'll break it down, share stories, and uncover the wisdom it holds for our unique journey as working moms. So whether you're getting ready for work, making those school lunches, or just enjoying a quiet moment alone, let's dive into this week's dose of motivation. Let's make this Monday count. Today's quote is, "There is no way to be a perfect mother, but a million ways to be a good one," by Jill Churchill. I know when I'm scrolling through my social media feed, everywhere I look, it seems like other moms have it all figured out. They're baking those Pinterest-worthy organic everything cupcakes, organizing those elaborate craft projects, going on those crazy trips, and always looking so effortlessly put together, perfect hair, perfect makeup, perfect outfit. Meanwhile, I'm just over here trying to keep everyone fed, clothed, and somewhat sane, including myself. But here's the thing. That image of the perfect mom that we all see online, it is not real. And it took me some time to really figure that out. I guess I always knew, but when you see those images, I know for me, it immediately makes me feel inadequate. But it's like comparing your behind-the-scenes footage to someone else's highlight reel. And the truth is, there's no such thing as a perfect mother. Not in real life, not on social media, and not anywhere. So let's debunk that myth right here, right now. Being a mom isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up day after day and doing your best with the hands you've been dealt. It's about loving your kids fiercely, even on the days when you feel like you're barely holding it together and you probably want to wring their necks. Now, here's where the magic happens. There are a million ways to be a good mom. Seriously, a million. Whether you're the mom who bakes cookies from scratch or the mom who buys them from the store, whether you're the mom who reads the bedtime stories every night or the mom who cuddles up for a movie marathon, whether you're the mom who runs a tight ship or the mom that just goes with the flow, there's no one right way to do this mom thing. Because here's the secret. What makes you a good mom isn't the perfection you strive for. It's the love, the effort, and the intention you bring to the table every single day. It's the hugs, the laughter, the lessons learned, and most importantly, it's those memories you're making. It's showing up, being present, and loving your kids with all your heart, imperfections and all. So let go of the pressure to be perfect. Embrace your unique journey as a mom, complete with its messy moments, its chaotic days, and its beautiful imperfections. Because in the end, what matters most is that you're there for your kids, doing your best and loving them fiercely every step of the way. And trust me, that is more than enough. So my challenge for you this week is think of one thing you can do this week to show up for your kids and really be present in the moment and commit to doing it. It can be as simple as reading them a bedtime story, and this can be done at any age. I sometimes whip out one of the old books I used to read the girls when they were little because I kept our special books, and they will sit there and let me read to them. And it might sound silly, but I love it. And I'm pretty sure they do too. They might not admit it, but I think deep down they love it. So head on over to our Facebook community, Work-Life Balance for Working Moms, and tell us what you're committing to so we can help keep you accountable this week. Sending you so much love and light until next time on Mom Wife Career Life with Carrie Pat. Before you go, if you found this podcast helpful, I would be so grateful if you would take a minute, go on over to iTunes, and leave me a review. If you have other stressed out mamas in your life that you feel this podcast could help, take a screenshot of this episode, post it in your Instagram stories and tag me, and let them know that they are not alone and they can create balance in their life too. If there is a topic you'd like me to cover or you just want to connect, DM me on Instagram at mom.wife.career.life or come on over and hang out with us in our Facebook community. Sending you so much love and light. Until next time. on Mom Wife Career Life with Carrie Pat.